And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2013. It was on this day, 1833, the first tax-supported public library in America opened in Peterborough, New Hampshire. Today there are more than 9,000 public libraries in this country, including the one in Peterborough, which is still going strong. It was Jorge Luis Borges who said, "I have always imagined that paradise will be a kind of library." And it was Dr. Johnson, Samuel Johnson, who said, "No place affords a more striking conviction of the vanity of human hopes than a public library." It's the birthday of the scientist who, along with his co-worker, Minxu Chang, discovered that the hormone progesterone would work to stop ovulation. And so they created the first birth control pills, which were approved by the federal government in 1960. Gregory Pincus, born in Woodbine, New Jersey, 1903. It was on this day, 1865, General Robert E. Lee surrendered to General Ulysses S. Grant, effectively ending the Civil War. Lee's and Grant's armies had converged in Appomattox, Virginia. Fighting began at dawn. Within a few hours, Lee realized that his troops were outnumbered and surrounded, and his choice was to carry on a guerrilla war or surrender with dignity. He said to his staff, "There is nothing left for me to do but to go and see General Grant, and I would rather die 1,000 deaths." But he dressed up in a crisp new uniform, his red silk sash, gloves, a ceremonial sword. He thought he might be taken as a prisoner of war as he rode his horse, traveler, to the front lines under a flag of truce in full view of the Union Army. Asked for a meeting with Grant that he wanted to discuss the question of surrender. So there was a ceasefire, and when Grant got the news, he sent word to Lee that he, Lee, should choose the time and place for a meeting. They found an abandoned brick house in town. Lee came in alone. General Grant came with a dozen of his generals and officers. They reminisced about the Mexican-American War, and then Grant brought up the subject of surrender. After the terms had been written and signed, Robert E. Lee rode back to his camp, and his soldiers were lined up alongside the road. They were cheering for him. He began to cry, and men reached out and patted his horse as he rode past. And it's the birthday of Hugh Hefner, Chicago, 1926, who put together the first issue of Playboy in his kitchen on $8,000, most of which he'd borrowed. That was in 1953. He had Marilyn Monroe on the cover and sold more than 50,000 copies. Here's a poem for today by William Carlos Williams, "The Widow's Lament in Springtime." Sorrow is my own yard, where the new grass flames as it has flamed often before, but not with the cold fire that closes round me this year. 35 years I lived with my husband. The plum tree is white today with masses of flowers, load the cherry branches and color some bushes yellow and some red, but the grief in my heart is stronger than they. For though they were my joy formerly, today I notice them and turn away, forgetting. Today my son told me that in the meadows, at the edge of the heavy woods in the distance, he saw trees of white flowers. I feel that I would like to go there and fall into those flowers and sink into the marsh near them. A poem by William Carlos Williams, "The Widow's Lament in Springtime," from the collected poems published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. Produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.